Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is a two-part audio series I'm doing on the synodic cycle of Venus. The first part will be available to both free and paid Celestial Timings subscribers. And the second part will be available only to the paid subscribers. The paid subscribers will also have access and currently have access to the Venus cycle that we're in at this time with all the dates and ceremonial points, as well as in the Celestial Timings every month, I do describe where Venus is at in her cycle and how to work with it ceremonially. I will also go into greater detail on the second audio on this, how to work with this cycle. The importance of the Venus cycle, many ancient cultures worked with it. The two that we are most familiar with are the Sumerian and Babylonian cultures. Their stories of Inanna and Ishtar, the Queen of Heaven, are literal cosmological tellings of the cycle of Venus. And I will share a version of that story in the next audio and explain how to work with it in the ceremonial aspect. As well. The Mayans looked at this cycle and had tracked it and had calculated it very precisely and specifically for hundreds of years. And they had it down to even more precisely than anyone would have imagined they would have the capability of calculating. Plus, their calendar connected to the 260-day aspect of their calendar was a representative of Venus spending 260 days in the morning sky as a morning star and 260 days as an evening star in the evening sky. And so that was highly significant to them and very important. So they worked with that and created ways of working with that in a ceremonial sense. So remembering this and reclaiming our connection to Venus, she is the closest planet to us. She is also the brightest celestial body we can see in the sky besides the moon, which is brighter than all the other planets. And so the working with this cycle in a conscious way is very empowering. It's also an empowerment of the divine feminine expression that Venus is bringing to our awareness at any given time. Currently, on November 4th, 2010, Venus rose as a morning star, and this cycle will last till June 11th, 2012, and includes a Venus transit over the face of the sun. And I did do a YouTube, and I'll include the link, discussing the importance of the Venus transit over the face of the sun and the rarity of that. And I'll also be including for paid subscribers a table of Venus transits and a little bit more information about why that is so important. But on a collective sense, one of the reasons that 2012 is an important year is because of this rare Venus transit over the face of the sun, completing a series of two. The first one was in 2004, and the completion of this will be in 2012. And these have been significant in terms of what's happened and been activated in consciousness, and there's historical evidence that can be accessed around the importance of the transit of the Venus cycle over the face of the sun and what that activates for humanity. So more about that in future audios. But this one is really just to give you the sense of the importance of the Venus cycle. And everybody will experience a Venus return, a synodic Venus return, on a multiple of 8 birthday. So, for example, if you are 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, 96, you are, and between November 4th, 2010 and June 11th, 2012, you are turning one of those dates, one of those ages. In this time period, you are in a personal Venus return, meaning that Venus will return within a couple of days of your birthday. It's very close. So at the same time the sun is returning, Venus is returning. It's a synodic cycle. Synodic means with the sun, a return with the sun. And so it can be extremely empowering and beneficial to work with the 584-day cycle, the entire cycle, when you're in turning one of those 8 birthdays in that during that time. And I'm going to give you the rest of the times that this will be happening, and also the sign that Venus will be in. Venus rose on November 4th, 2010, in the sign of Scorpio, and that is the archetypal feminine that is being integrated into the collective psyche of humanity from November 4th, 2010 to June 11th, 2012. That is the powerful expression of the feminine connected to life force, to the mysteries of death and rebirth, and to the sorceress who connects to source, sourcing herself as she connects to that energy. She is the sorceress, and her job is to bring spirit into matter, to have an orgasmic, ecstatic experience of it, to really run the life force energy in a powerful way. So that is part of the expression of Venus in Scorpio, the current cycle we're in. On June 12, 2012, Venus will rise in the sign of Gemini and will activate that archetype, and I'll definitely share more about that as we get closer to that time. On January 17th, 2014, Venus will rise in the sign of Capricorn. This is near the winter solstice time. So each heliacal rise of Venus is in a different season. And then on August 9th, 2015, Venus will rise as a morning star in the sign of Leo, activating the divine feminine expression of Leo. And then on April 1st, 2017, Venus will rise closest to the spring equinox in the sign of Aries. And this was the cycle that the Sumerians would reenact. And this is the telling of Inanna most closely matches this particular synodic cycle of Venus, the one that happens closest to the spring equinox. We just completed that cycle, actually. And one of the things that's really interesting about that particular Venus cycle is that when Venus rises near the winter solstice, just before the sun, just about 20 minutes before the sun, Newgrange was built to capture Venus lighting the passageway 20 minutes before the sun rises, and then it would go dark, and then the sun would rise and relight the passage. And that can only happen every 8 years. That happened in 2009, and will happen again in 2017. So it's a very remarkable way that the that particular culture was tracking the 8-year cycle of Venus, and again letting us know how important this cycle is. So the overall view of the cycle is that when Venus rises as a morning star, she's closest, she's brightest, and it's a very stunning thing to connect with. Then she will make 7 or 8 conjunctions with the waning moon in the morning sky. And then she will join the sun and be with the sun for anywhere from 60 to 90 days. And then she will rise as an evening star, and she will make 7 or 8 conjunctions with the moon, and then before going retrograde. And then she goes retrograde, will disappear from the evening sky for about 7 or 8 days, and then she reemerges in the morning sky as a whole new archetype of the feminine. She transforms into a new archetype. So the dates on this and working with each of these phases, especially with the 7 or 8 moon conjunctions in the morning and evening sky, they do represent chakra gates, the vestments in the story of Inanna. Talk about each chakra or are representative of each chakra. And there are really great ways to work with this ceremonially. And this is one of the gifts that the Sumerians left us in the understanding of this particular cycle. So if you are in, would like to know more about your own personal Venus cycle, where Venus was located, whether it's a morning star or evening star, and that has definite significance, or if Venus was with the sun, either retrograde or when she's in the phase where she's not retrograde, each has its own significance. And I will talk a little bit more about that in a following audio. then you can contact me and I can do a Venus-specific session for you. This is especially important if you are in or about to go into a Venus return cycle. So you can contact me for more information about that. And again, you know, tracking this with the celestial timings, working with the synodic cycle of Venus, the return of Venus for you personally, but also in a collective sense, is very empowering and helps us to tune into the divine feminine as she moves through her own seasons and cycles and phases, and how that applies to us in a personal and collective sense is very important. And one of the great gifts that shamanic astrology is bringing to the world to remind us of our connection to our sister planet Venus, to her cycles, to her seasons, and how we can be more conscious in our co-creative process with the divine feminine, with Lady Venus, with the Queen of Heaven. So thank you for listening, and I'll look forward to connecting with you in the next audio.